So I'd like to offer us a guided meditation with one other way of looking. There's always a way of looking. We're always relating to experience in some way or another. So I'm going to say a little bit about the form of this guided meditation, then I'll guide us in. So this way of looking that we can practice with this afternoon is called allowing and welcoming all experience. It's an art. It's a practice. This way of looking supports the lessening of clinging, the allowing way of looking supports the softening and the fading of the sense of self, of the sense of other, of the sense of things. And this is a training of our perception towards everything, towards dukkha. And in this meditation, in this training, we're not so interested in the objects of attention, the things, the pain, the emotion, the sense of the body, the thought. Instead, we lean on the sense of the allowing, whatever it is that comes into consciousness. Stability and the stabilizing is in the leaning back into this poise, this posture of allowing. It's normal for us as human beings that we have an habitual way of relating to things, almost instinctual way of relating to things, that we either want to pull on them or push them away. Have some argument with things, or want more of that or less of that. That's normal. In the Buddhist tradition, the claim is that we want to pull what is pleasant towards us and push away what is unpleasant. I don't know that it's as simple as that. I also see the habits of pulling towards us what is unpleasant, sometimes pushing away what is pleasant. However, this pushing and pulling is very different from allowing. We're going to relax the pushing and pulling in this practice with all experiences. So two things we can learn here. One is, as we practice, we might notice, again, it doesn't always go according to script, but we might notice that there is a lessening of the sense of problem with things, a lessening of dukkha. And secondly, we might also learn in the background, as a kind of background frame, that things are made more solid through our pushing and pulling of them. That things become more things, self, other world, become more things that we have to react to, dependent on our way of looking. And when our way of looking is allowing, we notice this unbinding quality of the making of self and other and world. So I'm going to start with the body frame that we've been working with. I'm going to then open us to the possibility of welcoming and allowing all sounds. We're going to open to the space that might become available as we practice allowing. More and more space can be revealed. And this egg shape may want to widen and soften into a bigger, vaster space at times. And if it does, we can allow that too. That doesn't have to happen. Nothing has to happen. We might notice that we're really not allowing. Can we allow that? Can we widen around that and allow the non-allowing? And from that space of allowing, it can be much easier to allow sounds and body sensations and pleasant and unpleasant and neutral things. Even allowing the shrinking of the space of the body. So this is different instruction now. We have trained the muscle to keep stretching open, being deliberate in that stretching open, that lens. Today we're leaning on, this afternoon, leaning on the intention of allowing shrinkage, expansion. And finally, you can even play at times very lightly with the idea to lean back into a vaster space that simply knows and allows what is arising to arise and what is passing to pass. We might even play with the idea that this space of knowing, its characteristic, one of its characteristics, is to allow. Everything is welcome. Everything is welcome. We don't have to even do the allowing. We might play with the idea that it is the characteristic of this space to allow what arises and passes. This space is not defined by what arises, nor disturbed by the pleasant, the unpleasant, or the neutral. So let's begin together. Please, if you will, take your seat of practice. Let your body be natural. Nothing that needs to be fixed about you. Nothing to alter. Nothing to improve upon. We're leaning into this possibility that allowing is more fundamental way of looking, more conducing to unbinding and freedom. And if you think at some point something arises that is off the scale, no, not this. Can I allow this? My restlessness, my doubt, this pain, this pleasure. So let's begin letting your face be soft, letting the masks drop, any tensions in the muscles of the face get softened perhaps, and let the shoulders relax. Let the hands be soft. And invite your body to give their weight back to the ground. So that you're not having to hold yourself up, away from. Ground. And let's start very lightly, just as we're setting up. Invite the possibility of this whole space of the body. Just to begin with, opening the lens to the body and the little space around the body. And take a moment to remind your heart, or let your heart remind you of your deepest intention, of what brings you here, of what you love, maybe what you long for. And tune into a place in your body that feels prominent right now. That calls your attention. That might be hard to bear or bothering you. Or just prominent and alive and in the foreground. And simply sensing it, how it is sensed right now. What is the experience there right now? What is it like? And let the relationship be very, very simple with this, just noticing. Just noticing. Nothing you have to do about it. And see if you can come close to this experience, which is not necessarily narrowing, but sensitively a close, careful attention. Just sensing. Just noticing. Just like this, this density, or this pain, or this contraction, or this ache, or this absence, or this stiffness. And invite a sense of complete allowing. Complete welcome. Nothing has to change about you, my love. I will not push on you or pull on you. As if we drop all disagreements with this experience, dropping even all agreements. And as much as possible, letting it appear as it wants to appear. Can sometimes help to soften the body, soften the hands, soften the jaws and the eyes. So that there's less pushing. And pulling. Nothing I need to do about you. Nothing to fix or improve upon. Complete allowing. Experimenting, lingering, allowing. Opening the door to this. Just as it wants to appear. You can either stay with this experience or find another spot if you wish in your experience. And again, welcoming. Allowing. Giving up all attempts. To do something about something. For now. Making room for this experience. And to support that, it can sometimes be very helpful to imagine opening your body 110%. To this experience, as if your arms would open wide. Completely opening the door. Letting your body take the posture and poise of welcoming and allowing. And if there's any reactions or reactivity to the suggestion, any fighting in the heart and the mind, can't do it, don't like it. Seeing if you can welcome that. Welcome. A 110% opening the heart, the poise of the heart. Yeah. Welcome. Maybe there's no issue and no problem. Can you sense that experience and welcome that? Coming close. From this open welcome. And allowing. And if you wish to stay with the experience you're with, feel very free to do that. Or if you would like to open up your perception around that spot you're working with, to take in the whole bodily arena. Very gently, simply sense your whole presence sitting here. The unpleasant parts, the pleasant parts, the neutral parts, the whole map. It's probably a mix. How would it be to meet this whole body arena with allowing? However you are sensing it right now. Doesn't matter if it's pleasant or unpleasant. Doesn't matter if you are aligned or if you're like a Picasso picture. Doesn't matter. Lean back into that open-armed possibility of allowing. If the hindrances are present, widening and allowing you are so welcome. Leaning on the allowing. Leaning back into the welcoming, however it is. And if it is difficult to allow, see if you can allow that. If it's difficult to tune in at all to the sense of allowing, sometimes you can put a drop of metta, a drop of remembering your goodwill. Letting that drop enter the waters of your heart mind. Color your way of looking. And as you lean into more allowing, there's less pushing and pulling. More room for everything. Pleasant or unpleasant, or neither. And sometimes as we sense that space, it's as if the space wants to expand beyond the egg shape of the body. And if that wants to happen, allow that. As if we might rest back into a wider space, that knows what is arising and is completely allowing. And if you will, opening your attention, your awareness to sounds, to hearing, as if your whole organism could hear, as if you and the space in you and around you and wider than you is an intelligent listening instrument. Opening to the sounds that are near. Letting them fully into awareness. You don't have to differentiate what the sound is, or what it means, or who's doing it. That's not important for this practice. The thing to be clear about is the poise of welcoming and allowing. The clarity of the objects is not so important. Letting the sounds arise. This voice. And pass. Gone. 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 Sounds coming and going without you having to go anywhere. The stability, not with the object of the sound, but with your poise of allowing. Pleasant, unpleasant, not having to be blown like a leaf in the wind by the objects that arise in consciousness. Not leaning in, not what it means, but that its nature is to arise and to pass. And you can rest. In the allowing. Steady. Open, allowing, and maybe in this allowing, there may be a noticing of some space, some more room. And if there is, to allow that. And in that space, thoughts can also be welcomed, allowed. Not what do they mean, or what do they say about me, but that their nature is to arise, to fade. Not bound to disturb. The allowing. Sometimes the mind does not want to be wide or spacious. Sometimes it wants to shrink. Is it possible to welcome that also? Allowing that in honestly. Not making a hierarchy of expansion or contraction. Notice when the mind shrinks and lean back into welcoming this. Any struggling with aversion, welcome this. And if you want to play with just one more idea, see what it might be like to welcome or to lean back into the welcoming of yourself sitting here as a human, as a meditator, this one with this body in this location. As if you are being welcomed by this bigger space. You, your body, your mind, your heart, your gifts, your vulnerabilities, your shame, your beauty, your mistakes, all of it. Welcome. Welcomed by this open arms. You sitting here. Exactly as you are. Nothing to improve. Nothing to take away. What might it be like to know that kind of a welcome? And if any images appear, or those ones that we practiced with the other day, in whose gaze, or someone else, or something else, appears in that space to see you, welcome you. Completely confident that there's nothing about you that needs fixing. That there's nothing wrong. And even if you doubt that, can that be welcome? As we come to the end of the sit, let's take a moment to reflect if anything from this practice has been helpful. Any places where there's more for you to experiment? Note those to yourself so you can come back. And maybe sense the quality of your presence now. Anything about it that feels wholesome? That you get the sense that this is in the direction of liberating, of unbinding. Recognize that. Sense it. Receive it. Let yourself really receive. If there are any gifts of understanding, of presence, of being or seeing. May we all be able to rest confidently in welcome and allowing. May we be able to breathe out in safety and ease. And may we know joy.